That's what we're mostly cleaned with, is lye water.
You'd sweep it out all the time? Is that
how? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was, we didn't have any carpets, but it was linoleum.
Okay.
Yeah, it was scrubbed all
the time. What would you use to sweep it with?
Broom.
Just a broom? Wood? Same type of broom
just
we have?
Just a broom with straw in.
Straw in. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple, one other. Just right outside here in this house, what takes us up?
Stairs.
Okay, the stairs. What are some other words for those?
Steps.
Steps, stairs. Which do you use more often?
It was always steps. Let's go up the steps, but I think now it's stairs, because so many homes have stairs in now, upstairs or downstairs. But
okay.
It was always the steps. Sweep the steps.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few more words here, and you tell me if you think of anything that comes to your mind. The shades that are on rollers, what do you usually call those?
Blinds.
Blinds. Okay. How about the central heating unit?
The furnace.
The stove was the one on your first home, I remember.
Yeah, the stove. We didn't have central heating.
Okay. Did you have storm windows?
No.
Just regular?
Mm-hmm, just regular single-pane windows.
Okay. Tell me about did you have a yard you played in?
Big yard.
Okay.
In fact, the farm was just kind of, we swapped out of the yard and onto part of the farm, so it was a big yard, and there were the outside corrals and the barn. And
okay. All right.
There wasn't a house for maybe a block or two either
so
direction,
had lots of
so
country.
There was a lot of free space.
Okay, let's move on now then to some of the things that were in the home that you'd sit on, eat at.
We were modern. We had tables and chairs and couch. Always had to be a rocking chair, footstool.
Okay. How about store your clothes in? What did you have?
Just those cardboard wardrobes.
Okay.
Chest of drawers.
Okay.
We always used to have a chest of drawers.
All right. What would you call all those things?
Furniture?
Furniture. What? Any other words you'd call it by? Just furniture, is
just
it?
Furniture.
Okay. You've got a... What would you use to bring the water in? I mean, did you have running water in there the whole time?
We had running water in the house. We just didn't have a bathroom.
Did a lot of all the people around you have running water?
No, a lot of them had their well out in the yard.
So what would they do every morning? Just go out
just
and bring?
Pump the water. Pump the water from the well.
What'd they pump it into? What did they use?
Buckets.
Just mm-hmm. Bring it on
usually
in the house?
Usually a brass bucket.
Okay. Any other kind of buckets did they use? Or?
It was mostly, as I can recall, just those old, either galvanized or brass buckets.
Okay. No tin buckets? Or
well, tin.
Okay. How about back to cleaning? Did you, I'll just give you this word and you tell me if you had any dish rag. Do you have any other words you'd call?
Oh, no, dish rag. It was just dish rag.
The dish rag was the word.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It wasn't dishcloth, it was dish rag.
Okay. And what did you use to dry off after you were in the old tin bucket?
Tin
bucket.
It was towel.
Okay. With no running water, or with the running water, you had a sink, I mean, describe that.
We had a sink in the kitchen, and that's where we would fill the washer. Every Monday the washer was pulled out, and the laundry done. Tuesday the ironing was done. Saturday the number 3 tub was brought in and filled.
How did
the
you
sink.
Feel? I mean, you've got, was
just
the big
with buckets. You'd heat the water on the stove.
Just put the bucket under the faucet and
put the bucket under the faucet and just.
And then just dump it down.
Put it on pans and heat it on the stove and dump it in the tub.
Okay. When you mentioned the faucet, are there any other words you'd call that faucet?
The tap. It was usually just the tap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you use to cook in? What were some of the